Kerem officer, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nazir daf Nun Ches. It's good to be back. Basically took off the entire Tumantara section. Humbly did not feel like I knew the material well enough to be able to give a daf Yomi shir about it. But we're back here. Yeah, that's good, Kasha. I didn't give yesterday's shir. That's fair. But we're here with the new perek and the eighth perek. And today, basically, we're going to talk about, as we have been talking about, right, the issue to cut person's payas off, and specifically that's going to lead us into the discussion of Asi Dochalos Asay, right? How do you know that when you have a mitzvah Asay, so that overrides a mitzvah Los Asay. So we're here at the bottom, Lema HaKavas Kolarosh Tanahi, right? Again, the last thing we'd mentioned, right, was the discussion of whether, right, shaving the head is not really related to what we've just been discussing so much, but we've been talking about whether shaving the payas off is shayach to ketanim, right? Again, whether if someone shaves the ketanim, right, if someone shaves the cotton's payas off, are they chayav? Okay, well, that's the last thing we mentioned. So here, that's the Gemara kind of transitions a little bit and wonders if the din of the entire head, right, covers kol harosh, if a person would shave his entire head bald, would that be part of the issur of shaving a person's payas? I remember we were watching the World Baseball Classic a little bit, and I saw the guy batting second for Team Israel, like had a full head of hair except for his payas. Like mamish, almost like hakis. It was crazy. I'm sure that wasn't his intention, but he basically just had kind of shaved to the bone or to the skin, just like where the payas are, and he had the full head of hair. So I'd never seen that before. But I don't think that guy got to hit the entire tournament. Anyway, Magielo wasn't upset about that. But anyway, but here we're talking about shaving the entire head, right? Is that, again, is it just the issur to shave, like this guy did, the area of the payas, or is it also to shave the entire head? So let's say it's a machlokes tanaim. But the Tanur Rabbanan, because we have a braisa, Rosho, again, the pasuk, again, we saw a lot of these drushes before, like a couple of week or two ago. The pasuk says, "Vayabeo mashishi hashvi yigalach es kol sarov es roshov es zekanov es gabos einov es kol saro yigalach." Right, you have to shave the entire head. Again, that's by a mitzora. You have to shave the entire body. Really, it gives the head, the beards, the eyebrows. Right, so that's the entire body. The pasuk says, "But roshov," that you have to shave your head. The mitzora has to shave his head. So why do you need that? My Talmud Lomar. What do you need to tell me? You tell me. Well, he's shaving his entire body. What do you need the pasuk of roshov? The Fish Network, the Pazik says, Lo Sakifu Pasha Roshkam, because you have an Isser, right? An Isser not to cut your payas off. So Yachal Af Metzorah. Metzorah Kane Tomaloma Rosho. But you might have thought that a Metzorah also should not cut his payas. I mean, he should shave his entire body except for the payas. So therefore, the Pazik says, no, shave his head. Shave the entire head. Vitani Idech, and the other Brisa says, Rosho Matamaloma. What do you learn from this Pazik of Rosho? Because not necessarily by a mitzvah specifically, by a stam mitzvah, but a mitzvah that's also a nazir. Fisher never got be nazir. Pesuk says by nazir, tarlos yavor al rosho. You can't shave your head, right? Obviously, a nazir can't cut his hair. Yochal af nazir mitzvah can. Even a mitzvah who's also a nazir, also maybe you would think that he should not shave his head. Tal talmalom rosho. Therefore, Pesuk says that a mitzvah who's also a nazir also got to shave. Right, as opposed to thinking that he does not. So now, how does that tell me whether it's a machlokes tanayim, whether that to shave your entire head is usher or not? So my love tanayi, isn't this the machlokes? The man damer mean nazir, according to the one who says that, this second brisa who says that the pasuk of Rosho tells me that a mitzora who's a nazir has to shave his head, because Amar Hakava is called Rosh Lo Shmei Hakava. Right, he holds that if a person shaves his entire head, right, that's not the usher. All right, so you don't need to tell me, right? The Torah doesn't need to tell me that a regular mitzora can shave his head, because obviously, because if he shaves his entire body, that's not violating the issur. V'chi asa kra, and then when you have that pasuk of Rosho, the mitzvah is lo sase v'ase, and therefore the pasuk comes to tell me, shockingly enough, usually we don't say this, usually we don't say ase ducha lo sase v'ase, but here a specific pasuk tells me that by a mitzora who's a nazir, right? It's ducha the two issur, meaning that the Isser of, right, by Nazir, that he's not allowed to shave his head. And there's also a pasuk that says, right, Kadosh Yeh Gadol Per Isser Rosho, right, that he has to let his hair grow. So that's an Asis, by Nazir, you have a Los Asay and an Asay, right? We mentioned that earlier in the Masechta. So the shave your head is a Los Asay and an Asay, it's both. And therefore, when the pasuk says Rosho, that comes to tell me that the mitzvah, to shave the mitzvah, the entire body, overrides both the Los Asay and the essay. V'idach, and the other brisa, the first brisa. So Savar HaKofa is called Rosh Mei HaKofa. He holds that if you shave your entire head, that is the issur of shaving your peis. V'chiyasa kra, and the Milchi Lav Greda. And therefore the pasuk comes to teach me, simply, Aseh, Dochalos Aseh, you have a mitzvah mitzorah to shave your head, shave your whole body rather, right? You have an issur. Right, by Matorah but to shave your peis, and therefore the mitzvah to shave your whole body by Matorah overrides the iser not to shave your peis. Amar Rava, Rava says, nope, not really. That's not actually the machlokes in the brisa. But the kuli al ma'akafa is called rosh lo shmei akafa. Really, everybody holds that if you shave your entire head, right, that's not considered to be the iser of shaving your peis. On the pasuk, what does the pasuk mean, brosho? What does that mean? What is it coming to do? Right, the case is where he shaved his hair first and then shaved his entire head. Meaning he shaved his peis first, right, and then shaved his entire head. Right, again, that would be aser. You would think that would be aser, but kamash mal the pasuk, right, teach me that it's fine. Right, kiven di ilu galche bechad zimna lo machayev. So kiyikiv v'lusov gilach right nami lo machayev. Right, since if you had just shaved the entire head, at one blow, so then it wouldn't be aser because that's what we said. That's what the pasuk teaches me. So the pasuk teaches me that if you for whatever reason shave the peis off and then go get the rest of the head, that's also okay and that's fine. The Gemara says, I don't understand. That's what the pasuk is telling me. The pasuk is telling me that you have two options, right? You can either shave the entire head and that's totally fine. Or you can shave the peis and then shave the entire head. And the pasuk tells me that's also fine. Why would the pasuk tell me that? Right? Why do you have to go out of your way and violate the iser of shaving your peis off and then shave the rest of the entire head? Just do it the normal way. If you shave your entire full head, according to this view, you don't violate the iser. So why in the world would you shave your peis off and then shave the rest of your head? Because that's violating the iser. Okay, and the pasuk says you can do that. But why can you do that? Why should you do that? Anytime you can avoid the iser, you should always avoid the iser. Right? Anytime you have a possibility, right? You have a mitzvah and you have an iser, if you can do both, right? So do both. So here, I have a great idea. So if you tell me that shaving the entire head is not the iser of shaving your peis off, so shave your entire head. So why would you ever shave your peis first and then shave your entire head? So the Gemara says, Ella, no, rather, the Kuli Amakov is called Rosh Mei HaKofa. Really, the other way. Really, that it's not Machlokes in the Braisa, whether shaving your entire head is a violation of shaving your peis off. But everybody holds that if you shave your entire head, you are shaving your peis off. And that, meaning that is usur. When I say shaving your peis off, I mean like that's the isur, right? Obviously, if you shave your whole head, you're shaving your peis. But whether you violate the isur to shave your peis. So really, that both Braisa holds that it's that it is usur. It is to shave your entire head. That would be the isur of shaving your peis off. So okay. So then that makes sense. Why the first pasuk would tell me that you have to tell me. I mean, now you need Rosho to teach me that by mesorah, right? You should still shave your entire head, even though you would violate the isur of shaving off your peis. Right? Uman demokim lekro lemidchi losa sevi asay. And what about the second brisa? The second brisa tells me that it's overrides a mitzora and a nazir. That tells me that ase is dochalos ase thease. So therefore, lav greda minale. So therefore, how does he know that ase dochalos ase? Again, if you're telling me that everybody holds that shaving your entire head is usur, so the first brisa who said that Rosho tells me that the mitzora shaves his head, that teaches me ase dochalos ase. Because the mitzvah of the shave of mitzora overrides the iser, right, of shaving off your peis. The second brisa says, that pasuk teaches me that ase dochalos ase v'ase. So how do you know that? Because the second brisa is talking about nazir, which is both. So how do you know? Right, how does that second brisa know that ase dochalos ase? Now, obviously, you could have probably said, right, that it's obvious, right? If it's dochalos ase v'ase, you should also docha ase, right? Meaning, excuse me. I guess theoretically, you could have said that if asi dochalos ase v'ase, so certainly asi is dochalos ase. But okay, in ekonami, but he must have known that from somewhere. Meaning once you tell me that asi, the Rashi explains over here, that if you tell me that asi dochalos ase v'ase, that's wonderful, Right? But you have to know that also the chalos say. You can't jump to the second level. So that's what the Gemara wants to know. So he wants to know, how do you know Asidu chalos say according to that second brisa? So the Gemara starts, it suggests Yolif Migdilim. Maybe you learn from tzitzis. Right, gedilim tasnelcha. Right, you have to make tzitzis. The Amar Kah, the pasuk says, lo silba shatnez, can't have shatnez. Right, that's shemer tzemer pishim yachtov. Right, that's wool and linen. V'tanya, the brisa says, lo silba shatnez, hagedilim tasnelcha mehem. Right, you can't have shatnez, but you can't have tzitzis. Now, tzitzis you can make out of different materials. Right, you can make tzitzis out of linen. You can make tzitzis out of wool. But the problem is that the tcheles has to be wool. So once you have a linen beged, right, that's how you end up having tcheles, right? You can't just make everything linen because the tcheles is supposed to be wool. Yes, you could have everything wool, seder, that's possible. But and that's what a lot of people have, in fact. But basically, right, again, so that's how you know that the asidu chalos say, because you have one hand the issur of shatnez, and the other hand, the mitzvah to put tcheles, the mitzvah to put tzitzis, right, on a beged, even a linen beged. So you see that asidu chalos say. Umayn delafkele l'mirosho, my time alone afkele l'migdilim. So now the Gemara asks on the first brisa. First brisa tells me that Rosho teaches me asidu chalos say. Why doesn't he learn it from tzitzis? So I'm going to look at Right, he would say because that pasuk, the pasuk of Gedilim Tasalacha and Lo Silba Shatnez, that teaches me a separate halacha, not Asidu Chalos Hazeh. The Rava Rami, because Rava said these two psukim are stira. Because if the pasuk says from Asnu Al Tzitzis Hakanaf, you should put on right the corner. You should put on tzitzis. Min kanaf, it should be the type of the corner. I mean, you should have the same way. Right, you should have the same fabric. I mean, the same type of the material. So p'til t'cheles, right, the t'cheles, again, the t'cheles is wool. Kuksiv, but the pasuk also says, tzemer pishim yachtov, yeah, wool and linen, right, that you can make, I mean, that's pasuk is by tzitzis, that you can make it out of either or theoretically together. So okay, so how does that work? Tzemer pishim pochim, min biminon, bein shaloinon, meaning, what kind of stuff do you have to make the tzitzis out of? So Rava learns, right, that from this pasuk that we used before, right, that if the tzitzis is tzemer upishtim, if it's wool or linen, so that's regardless of what the beged is made out of, that's good. But sharminim, other types of tzitzis, b'minim pochim, shalom b'minim ein pochim. If it's the same type of beged, if it's the same material as the beged, so that's fine. But if it's a beged that's not the same material, so then that tzitzis is no good. And again, nowadays, I think the minig is mostly to wear just wool tzitzis of some point, of some type. Okay, Vaitana demapik l'rosho lav greda. The asi ase v'dache is losa se v'ase minolin. Now the other way, the Gemara asks, according to the first brayser who says that the pasuk of rosho teaches me ase docha losa se, how do you know that ase docha losa se v'ase? How do you know that whenever you have a mitzvah sase, that will override? On the other hand, if you have on the other side an iser and a mitzvah, right, how do you know that the single mitzvah will override the iser and the mitzvah? Now, that's not actually true. We don't say that Aseh is docha losa seh v'aseh. But how does he know in this case? Right? How does he know in the case of a nazir and a mitzorah that you will shave the entire body? Because ordinarily we say Aseh is not docha losa seh v'aseh. So the Gemara says, nafkele mi zikano. You can learn it from the pasuk of zikano, from the beard, right? Again, we mentioned the puzzle quotes a bunch of different body parts right over there. The Tanya is under. Bryce says, "Kano matam lomar." What do you need to tell me? His beard, because it says you shave the entire body. It's fiction emar, because the puzzle says, "Upasiganam lo yikalechu." You're not allowed to shave, right? Your beard with a razor. Yachol af koin mitzora kain. Right, tam lomar is a kano. So he learns it from there. Right, the puzzle said that you might have thought that a mitzora should not shave his entire body, i.e., should not shave his beard. Therefore, the pasuk says he should, right? Even though there's an iser to shave your beard with a razor. Man mafikle l'rosho l'ase v'losa say leilif mizikano. Okay, so the one who says that you learn rosho teaches me ase and losa say. So why don't you learn that from zikano? Right? Why don't I can flip it around? Why does that price use that pasuk? According to that, that doesn't work out because the kaimel of the alma, because in general we hold, right, the lo ase ase v'dochas is lo sase v'ase, right? So that's what we pointed out. We don't hold that an ase, a mitzvah ase, is docha a lo sase v'ase. So leilef mikolim d'dochi, Why don't we hold like that? Why don't we hold from this case? Why don't we from over here from Zikano that from or from Rosho, right? That it is docha. So Ella mikoin liofinan, right? Malakoin she came love shena shav v'kol. So you can't learn from a kohen and kohen mitzorah, right? That's where the context of the pasuk is. You can't learn from a kohen mitzorah. Because that only applies to Kohanim, and Nazir Mikoin Lo Yalif, Shekein Lav, Shein Hashav Bakol. And so too, you can't learn from a Nazir, from a Kohen, because a Kohen, again, a Kohen is not Shav Bakol. So therefore, you can't learn it to other cases. You can't learn that Asay is Dochalos Asay, Veasay. Mind the Mokim Lahai Rosho Ben Nazir, Lama Li Zakano. Okay, according to the one who says, according to the second Brisa, who says that Zakan, Rosho teaches me that we're talking about a Nazir, and Asay Dochalos Asay, Veasay. What does he use the word? Zikano to teach, because that's what we said the first price he uses to teach me that halacha. So, he uses it for the following. Zikano matam with Omar, what does that teach me? If you should not work, the Pasuk says, Pasukanam lo galechu, yochal afkoim mitzora kain. Tamalom is a kano. Right? Since the Pasuk says, don't shave your beard, you might have thought that a kohen who's a mitzora, right, also is not allowed to shave his beard. Right, even though the mitzvah is supposed to shave his entire body, therefore Tom Alom is a kano. Right? Therefore the Pasuk says, right, that he should. Uminolam divitar, how do you know that we're talking about shaving with a razor? Tetanya, because we learned the Raisu. Pasuk and Amalei Galechu. Yochel Af Gilchu B'Misparayim Yechayiv. Right? Again, we've done these drushes already. Right? The Pasuk says you're not allowed to shave your beard, the corner of your beard. You might have thought that that's okay. That you would be usher if you, even if you use scissors. It's not Malom Los Ashkes. Right? So therefore the Pasuk says you can't destroy. I mean, a razor destroys the hair down to the root. The ilo sashkis yachalikta malakir ritani chayiv, and if it had just said "don't destroy," you're allowed to use. You would be chayiv with other types of kind of blades and planes. The tamalom where pasuk and amalei galechu. Therefore, the pasuk says, right, you're not allowed to shave. You're not allowed to shave your beard with a razor. Right, so ezo giluach sheish bo ashchasa habe omer zebatar. Right, you have the word sashkis and you have giluach. Right, you have shaving and you have destruction. What type of shaving is destruction? So that is. With a razor. According to the one who says, yeah, the first brisa, excuse me, sorry. It says the Rosho teaches me the Asid Ochalos Asay, so what do you need Zikano for? Right, mashma the lichti lav greda, mashma the lichti the los asay v'asay. Right, it's a hilkach shakal hu v'yavishnam. Right, meaning, If you tell me that it's ase do chalos ase, and also ase do chalos ase ve ase, right, by the case of a matzora and a nazir, so therefore it's shakalu ve yoshneim, right? Again, you can learn both of them. You don't need, right, the head. I mean, both the cases are usher, right? It's usher shave your beard and shave your head. So what do you need both of them for? So kohen minazir lo yalif. So the halacha says you can't learn a kohen slash matzora from a nazir, because a nazir can get uprooted. You can get repealed. You can go and say, "Listen, we talked about this in the Dorim. That you can't. You can go to a chacham and say it's too hard. I take back my nether. You can be my friend, mati nether." So nazir mikoin lo yalef, and you can't learn the other way. You can't learn a nazir from a kohen. She can't lav shein shav b'kol. As we said before, that issur is only by a kohen. It applies to us elsewhere, but that's a different pasuk. Right, so that's only by a kohen. So since that's not shoved to everybody, and you can't learn to other issurim because of those two issues, and right, that's what we can't learn out to anywhere else. Okay, fine. Amar Rav, Rav says, Meko Adam Kol Gufo Besar. A person is allowed to shave his entire body with a razor. The Gemara said, meaning a man is allowed to shave his entire body with a razor. Rush fills in over here. This is not talking about the issue of shaving your beard, shaving your head. Right, it's the issue of beged isha. Right, the lo yilbash gever simlas isha. That's the issue over there. Shaving the rest of a man's body. It's a feminine type of thing. Rav says that it's mutter. Rav says that you are allowed. A man is allowed to shave his entire body, the rest of his body, not the payas and the beard, but the rest of his body with a razor. Meisay, hold on 1 second. The Brisa says, "Amayver beis a shechah beis a erva ha razor loke." Bryce says, Beferi say you get Malchus. So the Gemara says, yeah, Habasar, Habamisparayim. So it depends on what you're using. If you're using a razor, yeah, so then you can get Malchus. If you're using just scissors or just whatever, like a trimmer, so then that is fine. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? But Rav said, what did Rav say? Rav Nami Basar Kama, right? He said, Batar. He said, Mamish, that was his last word. Meka Adam Kol Gufo Batar. A person is allowed to shave his body with a razor. So Kumar says, yeah, what he meant was Keintar, right? Similar to a razor. Meaning you're allowed to trim it down, right, with a trimmer, with a scissors close to your body. And you be careful not to cut yourself, but like a razor, but not really with a razor. And it could be, right, that that's what Rav meant. He didn't say Megaleach or Mashchis, he said Mekel. Mekel is kind of a lotion of kind of a, you know, different type of shaving. Not like shaving like you with a razor, but kind of, you know, using other items to kind of cut the hair on the body. Okay, Tachlis, that would not violate the Isser of Begadisha. Okay, we'll go back to the Hilig Shas tomorrow, Bosa, coming up on the end of the Sachta. Very exciting. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.